If you like summer concerts down at Busch Gardens, they're kicking off this weekend. The group Kansas performs Saturday and Sunday. You can find out all the details on page 17 of the July issue of Recreation News, of course, and as well as the schedule for here going forward throughout the summer for the things they've got going on down there. And as always, of course, you can also check it at recreationnews.com.
And I can't believe it's this time already. Chincoteague.
That's right. Everybody's heard about Misty of Chincoteague. And while it's not really time for the pony roundup and swim, that's not until July 29th over on Virginia's Eastern Shore. But the Chincoteague Carnival that leads up to that happens today and tomorrow, and then the next two Fridays and Saturdays, and then gets into full gear July 27th to August 1st. This is really a great small-town carnival, as well as being part of an internationally known event that of course, that great pony roundup and swim over on Chincoteague and Assateague. Check it out on page 30 of July's Recreation News.
And let's head west a little bit to Western Maryland. What's happening at Deep Creek Lake?
Well, if you're going up there this weekend, don't miss Art in the Park. That's at the Discovery Center in the Deep Creek Lake State Park, Saturday and Sunday, kind of a unique event for up there. But see page 30 in our calendar for all the details about Art in the Park at Deep Creek Lake.
And the Oceanside, if somebody wants to visit the shore.
A couple of things going on over there. You go through Cambridge on Route 50, of course, and maybe you've never stopped, but Taste of Cambridge is happening Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. in downtown Cambridge. Good food, lots of fun down there. Check out page 33. Also, a little bit closer to home on the Eastern Shore is the Tuckahoe Steam and Gas Show. Now, if you've never seen these big, huge steam and gas engines and listen to that noise, boy, it's an experience, I tell you. Takes place at the Tuckahoe Showgrounds right on Route 50 near Easton. More noise than you can imagine, as I said, but it really does take you back to another era. You can find out more about that on page 31 or, of course, at recreationnews.com.
I'm a big fan of live music, and you've got a whole bunch of stuff for us.
Well, in addition, of course, to the stuff down at Busch Gardens, if you like jazz, the Potomac Jazz Festival is your ticket. That goes on this weekend, St. Clements Island Museum in St. Mary's County down there in southern Maryland. Great music and seafood, of course, for down there. Saturday, it all starts beginning at 2 p.m., and this is one of the most historic places in Maryland because the museum celebrates the place where Maryland's first settlers landed 375 years ago.
And a
different kind of music at,
yeah.
at the Howard County powwow. This, of course, is Native American music, dance, crafts, all kinds of things going on up there. The Howard County Fairgrounds are just off of I-70. Happens Saturday and Sunday. Once again, check our calendar on page 30.
And you're always great about including wine festivals for us. we just love that.
Well, D.C.'s wine country and food and wine festival, that's a real mouthful, but that's the name of it, is out at Whitehall Manor in Bluemont, Virginia, which, of course, has its own great history of music and so forth. Goes on today through Sunday. Check out the details and contact information and so forth on page 30 of the Around Town calendar in the July Recreation News.
Everybody's favorite part, the deals. What do you got?
Some really neat things. July, we have a Mid-Atlantic Cavern section in Recreation News, and these, of course, are great places to go when it gets hot because underground, the temperatures on those cave tours are about 54 to 56 degrees, so it's a really great way to cool off. You can get discounts at Shenandoah Caverns and Endless Caverns over in the Shenandoah Valley, and Crystal Grottoes Caverns near Boonesboro, Maryland. They've got special offers right in Recreation News in the cavern section. Another place to cool off is one of the highest valleys in the eastern part of the country, Canaan Valley, West Virginia. Timberland Resort has summer savings rates and a fourth night free deal. You can find out all about that on page 12 of Recreation News.
And you also theme parks. It's that time of year.
Sure, and we cover the theme parks in July as well. You can look for the King's Dominion Government Family Discount Coupon on page 16. This gets an individual in for $29.99, which, of course, is a considerable savings off of their regular day rate. But I would really be remiss if I didn't let the big one out of the bag here, and that is that starting this month, we have our big Royal Caribbean giveaway contest on page 25 of Recreation News. This is a getaway for two to Bermuda. It takes place October 31st to November 5th, so make sure you check out page 25 and enter this one.